outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Overprepared for a Day at the Beach Guy.
Overprepared for a Day at the Beach Guy.
To you, the beach means the simple things. Sun, sand, surf, three coolers of food, a half-acre white blanket, beach chairs, inflatable flotation devices, and a really good book.
You'll need a permit to build that beach tent.
Enjoy those 15 trips back and forth to the car.
Gotta get those dozen boogie boards, yeah.
So when you're next to a guy sitting under a designer sun canopy who has enough buckets and sand shovels to build the Taj Mahal, adjust your Speedo and salute to Mr. Overprepared for a Day at the Beach Guy, a real American hero.
Mr. Overprepared for a Day at the Beach Guy.
You know, getting away from it all doesn't mean bringing it all with you.
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Good morning. It's Friday, September 10th. Welcome back. We're back live after a couple days of a Jewish holiday that kept us from coming in here.
Yeah, a couple days for you.
Why? How many days do you think it should be?
Well, I didn't get an invite to eat any matzo ball soup. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you didn't get an invite. Well, nobody did. It's just, immediate family.
I like to act like a victim.
No, I mean, if I'd known that you wanted to come, I would have invited you for sure. But you didn't make any indications that you were interested. So.
I would rather see if it's authentic from your heart first.
Uh-huh.
And if the answer's no, then I will lay on some guilt.
The hell with authentic.
No, I understand. I'm just giving you a hard time.
No, really.
No, I'm really playing. What was that? It'd be awkward. You'd be talking to grandma or somebody, and I'd be
plus, we'd all be speaking Hebrew and stuff, and you wouldn't understand.
Yeah, so. Nobody's going to translate.
That's and everybody's, you know, has to speak English if you were there, so it's kind of...
See how racist you are right now?
That's racist? What? What does that have to do with racist?
I'm playing, Sam. Duh, you're not racist.
It's not funny.
I think it's funny.
Isn't it warm in here? I'm a little warm. Hold on just a second.
Okay, well, Sam's going to go ahead and scramble over there to get some AC. I think he's one of these hot-blooded people that likes
it
chilly.
No, I'm not really. You know, it's just that I adjusted the air, and I don't think it's working very well. But and it's also the hot coffee, I'm sure.
Mm.
So how have you been, Kira?
Well, you know, I've been hanging in there. Things are good. Been doing a lot of work with promotional stuff for comedy and things like that. So, I mean, it's so weird. You have to kind of be a jack of all trades when you're running your own business, I guess. And essentially, as an artist, you know,
right.
You're promotional, this, that, until you make it huge, you know. So I'm like, I didn't know that I was going to be driving 2,000+ miles to Los Angeles to become a graphic designer and website builder and a garage band and I, you know what I mean, you've got it, you kind of can lose sight of like the creative element because you're always working on the business
so
element.
What was that, like a job offer to do web
no,
design?
No, it's your own stuff, like, you know, building your own website and getting your promotional materials together, putting together your show packets, all that kind of stuff. It's just a lot of administrative work that you're like, this isn't my thing I moved out here to do, man. Anyway, whatever.
Yeah, boo-hoo. Well, until you have your own people, and then
I know.
You,
I mean,
right?
I'm doing it. I'm learning it, but it's like, man, I've learned to edit. I've learned all these things, and I'm like, you know what?
Well, that's cool. You see, you learned something.
It's cool. Yeah. But I can also, I'd rather, you know, just do whatever.
Yeah, okay. Do whatever.
I'd rather be doing something else. Anyway.
So did you enjoy the time off? I mean, did you?
It was a little rainy. It was a little rainy.
Rainy,
you know.
Really?
Or overcast.
Yeah, it was overcast.
Yeah,
I don't recall
thing.
Any rain. Same. Not the same thing.
Okay, anyway, in my book. you know, it was a nice couple days off. It was a nice couple days off. But
Plus, we had a day off on Monday, plus the weekend's coming up. So, God, we're not working. Mm-mm. We're just goofing off.
We're not at all. I haven't really gone into this subject matter because it's really not my business, but it does affect me. So I'm going to talk about it on the radio, and hopefully nobody in this situation is listening.
Okay.
No, I'm not going down the dirt. But it's been really weird because I have, like I said, 500 roommates. I'm just joking, but I have a roommate who's married, mm-hmm. and he's there part time.
Right.
He's only there on the weekends. He lives in Houston.
Right.
Anyway, long story short, they are going through divorce right now.
Mm.
Okay, and that's their business, but. You know, living with people that are kind of going through divorce and
not pleasant, huh?
Well, they've actually been very mature and very amicable about it, which I think is even weirder in my opinion. But mm-hmm. they've been very, very, very cool and collected. There hasn't been any weird outbursts. It's just uncomfortable. There's tension.
Yeah,
there's tension.
Yeah.
You know,
and
he still, you know, comes in on the weekends because he's been packing up his stuff to move.
Oh wow!
So today, this morning was his final goodbye, and he moved
okay.
his stuff.
So you one roommate. One less roommate.
Yeah, I mean, he was kind of only there a couple days a week or on the
right.
weekend, but, you know, anyway, I love him dearly. He's an amazing, amazing guy.
Mm-hmm.
And a personal friend prior to the two of them even
Do you
dating.
Find you have to take sides now?
No, I actually haven't had to do that because they're both, it's such a mutual decision mm-hmm. that there's really no, I mean, I definitely have opinions about the situation, but, you know, I'm not going to go and down their business. It's not about them. It's just more the fact that living in that situation is
right.
awkward. And
but, you know, usually after a divorce, people gravitate to one or the other.
Well, I'm going to be, you know, I go to Houston on and off, so I'll see him when I'm in Houston. And then
oh, I see. Okay.
When, you know, I live with his now, we'll be ex-wife at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that this is the funny part, is that, so he sent us an email saying, save the date for this day. And so we did, which was last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, oh, we should probably. Anyway, I was like, we probably should do like a going away party for him or something. I don't know. I'm like, what are you doing?
Right. Some kind of an occasion. Right?
Yeah. So anyway, long story short, he took us out to like an amazing restaurant last night and wined and dined all of us.
Really?
And it was really nice. And I'm going, this is really weird, though. This is kind of screwed up.
With his soon-to-be ex-wife, too?
Yep.
Really?
I mean, they're still friends.
Right, yeah.
And then my roommate and
I. It doesn't always have to be a fight, you know?
I guess it doesn't. I guess it doesn't, but it just, that's kind of what it is, you
that's
know?
A situation, yeah.
Yeah, it's a situation.
So it was all four of you out?
Yeah, so the cool part of the night is that he took us and we cabbed it so nobody had to drive. We took it, because I live in Hollywood, so we just took a cab to Katsuya. Have you ever been there?
No, is that on Sunset there? Sunset
in
La Cienega?
It's Hollywood, and I believe it's either Vine, I think.
Oh, okay.
Or Cahuenga.
So I'm thinking
or Cahuenga.
Of a different one.
Yeah, like Hollywood and Cahuenga, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember. Or anyway, it's a
Japanese restaurant.
Yeah, sushi, and we just had like the most amazing sushi. Like these plates of just this raw fish that's been like seasoned and slightly. It just like so good. It was so good. And we had like watermelon mojitos. It was nice. So, but it was a very star-studded event,
uh-huh.
Which I'll be posting the photo later. But UFC champ. Chuck Liddell was there last night. Do you know Chuck Liddell?
I have no idea who
okay.
it is.
Okay, people that are listening that are into UFC, or maybe not even into UFC, you've heard his name. Chuck Liddell is like one of the most undefeated champions. He's been beat, but he's probably the biggest.
Is that like college football? Is that what
no.
UFC is? What the hell is UFC?
Okay, this is how I felt the other day when you guys were talking about like the Texans and football. I was like, I don't care. Hurry up and get to tampons. Anyway, no, UFC Ultimate Fighting Champion, I think is what it is.
Oh,
championship.
Okay.
It's a mixed martial arts with boxing and jiu-jitsu and all these different forms of fighting, and they basically just go at it. And
I see.
It
okay.
used to not be regulated, and the fights would like lead to deaths.
Really?
Now it's regulated. And it's one of the most popular televised sports. I think it's become very huge. But one of the names that's well known mm-hmm. is this guy. It's Chuck Liddell. Like he's probably mm-hmm. one of the hugest names.
Right.
Anyway, he's a stud. He is totally hot.
Mm-hmm.
So sexy. Yeah. Hot.
Is he like a muscular guy?
Oh, yeah. Super muscular.
Right.
He's built. He's tall.
Yeah, you like that. You like muscular.
Yeah, like, yeah. I like built guys.
Right.
Yeah, I don't want to like be with a meathead, but definitely,
right.
you know, he needs to have meat. Anyway, but we looked over and Tate was like, oh my gosh, that's Chuck Liddell. I was like, oh my gosh, Chuck Liddell. I've actually met him before a while back, but not that he's going to remember me. But anyway, all these girls kept coming up in waves to get pictures with him.
Really?
And like every girl's there is like totally dressed to the nines and hot, you know? So, uh-huh. You know, but I'm sure even though it's still nice to take photos with pretty women, he probably is like, man, I just wanted to come and eat.
Yeah.
But he did go to a very prominent Hollywood type place. So I'm right. Kind of like, if you wanted to be low key, you wouldn't have come to Katsuya. So anyway, the girls were having a bachelor party. They kept just going up there. And, you know, my roommates and I were like, let's go get a photo. And I was like, I don't want to be annoying. I was like, let's do it. So we jump up and we took a photo with him. And I felt his back. My arm was behind his back.
Oh,
I kind of felt
wow.
his back a bit.
How lucky can you get?
And
huh?
He felt my back. And I think we had a little bit of a moment. And yeah.
A little bit of a moment.
So I'm saying.
Yeah. So you think he was interested? Among all these girls, he liked you.
Absolutely. He
wow.
couldn't take his mind off me. I bet he thought about, yeah, right. Anyway. No, I don't even, I don't know what it's like for a man that's that, of that kind of prominence
mm-hmm.
and that kind of stature to have seas and floods of beautiful women mm-hmm. just wanting, just even just take your photo or
yeah.
autograph. Like, I think
every
for a man.
Every man's wet dream, obviously.
Probably,
right?
Yeah, but yeah. I don't know what that's like for men. I mean, I don't even think they can distinguish faces between women. I think it's just a sea of women. Like, I don't think that they even distinguish anybody. I think it's all just like women, like floods of women.
Yeah.
I don't think that they see individuals.
They think of it of. Like a lot of pussy. That's what they think.
Don't say that word.
Why?
Ugh.
But that's what men think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that he did. I don't know what he was thinking. But usually men, that's what you would think. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, that's cool. That's cool. You see, that's why it's important to be famous and stuff. Then people are interested in being with you.
Well, I think that's kind of shallow. But anyway, it's just funny. It's fun. It's funny. Whatever. It's funny to live in a town where, you know, you go out and that can happen.
Yeah.
And, you know.
I probably would have sat there and said, who the hell is this guy?
You would have, yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what? You'd have been like, who the hell is this guy?
Because
yeah, all the girls,
been.
I mean,
yeah, I would have been jealous,
women.
Yeah.
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 You might want to rethink the radio thing and go into
yeah.
UFC fighting.
Right.
Yeah. He's like a superstar athlete. That's the thing. He's a superstar. Like, huge,
yeah.
huge name. And so, and it's such a blood sport. I mean, some people don't like it or whatever, but it's just such a brutal kind of sport. It's not just a sport with a skill as far as like a ball involved or golf club or whatever. It's combat, you know?
Right.
And so I think it really speaks to a lot of men's like warrior side. And I think a lot of athletes and a lot of everyday guys and even nerds or whatever, if you want to call them nerds, I'm just trying to say, I think a lot of men, they enjoy it because it's just combat.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it speaks to that side of men. I don't know. That's my impression.
Yeah. Well, it sounds boring, but if you say so.
I don't
it.
Sit around watching it.
So now
it.
You're going to start watching it?
No. I mean, when I went back home to Texas, you know, we had a few different, they bought a couple of the fights on pay-per-view, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And we watched it. And, I mean, I'm not really into fighting. I'm not into it.
Yeah,
so.
Doesn't do it for you.
No, but it was cool. I mean, you kind of see that it's more about, it's not just about strength, it's about strategy.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of interesting to see how they have the different moves and what the different fighters' strengths are. Some are better standing up boxing, and then
right.
some are better wrestling. And, you know, learning that a lot of fights tend to go to the ground. So if you, it's good to be a really good wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, that's where most of the, and just, you know, learning that there's two dudes that were like super, super strong. I mean, one had never gone into more than two rounds of fighting and the other one was undefeated. And anyway, long story short, you have these two powerhouse guys that are beasts and really learning that strength alone wasn't going to help either one. They had to have a lot of skill and strategy and precision and where the punch went or where the hit went, you know, it was all very, you know, calculated. So it's kind of interesting on that level, but I don't like seeing somebody's face turn into hamburger. It just,
that's your cup of tea.
It does. It stresses me out, man. It makes my stomach hurt, you know?
Yeah. It's amazing how some people are into that stuff. You know, it doesn't really appeal to
they
me.
They just
but
jump
I can
up and shake it off and they jump up and shake it off and they just,
yeah.
you know, I don't know.
No, I've never been into wrestling either. You know, even though it looks like fun.
Have you ever been in a fight, physical fight?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Probably when I was very young, but not in the past 30, 40 years.
No,
I don't look for fights, man.
No, I know. But sometimes people find themselves in circumstances where they have to.
Yeah.
Generally,
Yeah, not to say that I didn't want to beat up a couple people, but, you know, but no, I don't get into that, you know. It's just too much trouble.
A good friend of mine back in Texas, he battled cancer, and he's won cancer, but he's a real brute, like, as far as, like, his body, really, really beefy. Stocky dude, but super beefy. Anyway, he was going through chemo and everything, and he kept working out. He kept lifting weights. He kept running. Everybody's like, what are you doing? And he's like, you know, he just kind of had to do it to be sane.
Right.
But his body was just going through the worst time you could think of, you know, chemo and radiation. But he thinks it helped him stay strong. But he was out one night celebrating something with a couple of friends, and he totally doesn't have any hair. He doesn't have any eyebrows or anything,
right.
and a fight breaks out, and you know, here he is going through chemo, and he's in a fight. He gets in a fight and he chokes the dude out.
Really?
And the police come, and the police were trying to figure it out. He's like, look, he goes, I'm not looking for a fight. He goes, I'm in chemo. He takes off his hat. He's like, I don't have hair or eyebrows. He's like, that dude just wanted to get a little salty, so I had to, you know, had to drop him.
See, that's the thing. You get involved with the police, and that scares me. You know,
yeah.
I don't even talk to me about jail. So it's not worth it for me,
mm-mm.
you know, to get into fights.
Well, I mean, what if you're in a situation where you're defending somebody?
Well, yeah. I mean, you wouldn't have you don't have much of a choice in that case. But, you know, otherwise, I don't go and pick fights with people.
No, Sam, I know you're not that kind of dude.
I'm not that kind of dude, no.
No. But I think there's guys that, you know, I wonder. I wonder if most people that are fighters, they look for fights or if they,
Who knows?
Yeah.
You should have asked him.
I don't know. No, he said he got caught up in it. He didn't start it. He didn't want to be a part of it, but he was helping out a friend. I wasn't there. I don't know. But it's so funny because my man friend in Houston, we went karaokeing at this hole in the wall, and it was so much fun. Oh my God, I told you about this.
Right.
And he gets there, and he's just a real kind of dude's dude.
Uh-huh.
And we sit down, and I could tell he just felt like out of his element because, you know, we're at doing karaoke and it's not his thing, and he just wants to be.
So you dragged him to karaoke. He didn't even want to be there.
No, he'll go for me and he'll have fun.
Yeah, for you.
And we had a mutual friend there. A good girlfriend of mine was there with her boyfriend. We had a great time. Mm-hmm. But he sits down and he just sizes up. Like, this is the way he thinks. He sits down and he sizes up all the dudes in the room.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a hipster indie neighborhood. All the guys were like skinny, wearing skinny jeans with plaid shirts and little glasses.
Mm-hmm.
None of them a physical threat. I mean, I could drop all of them, right? I could drop kick all of them. He's like, okay, babe, listen, I'm sitting here. Just let me know if things get out of control.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to take care of it. I was like, oh, you're going to take care of it? He's like, I got it. I'm just letting you know. I'm taking care of it. If something gets crazy, just let me know. I'm like, okay, well, I think we're good.
Yeah.
Look at your competition here. I think we're good. You know, it cracked me up so hard. He started laughing. He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
I just think that, you know, he maybe wanted to feel valid and kind of in the mix a bit, like, hey, okay.
Yeah, I'm protecting my woman.
Yeah, kind of, and it was so unnecessary. But we went there like a year ago to this little place, and it's so funny because it's such a little dive that the people that go all the time. Mm. It's really cute.
Right.
And there was this one dude who kept coming up to me and dancing with me and trying to almost Chippendales me, kind of mm-hmm. coming up and dancing over me and stuff. The guy's totally gay. He's gayed out. And he, you know, gay people love flamboyant women, you know, gay guys usually love flamboyant women. And I did my little number on stage. So we were just playing around, but you know, the guys with, you know, my man friend, he's like, I can't believe he's doing this. I can't believe he's doing that right in front of me. I'm like, because he's gay. Like, he doesn't care because he's gay. This isn't going to happen, you know? He's like, I can't believe he's doing this, Carol.
Yeah, but even if he's gay, you know, it's not the right thing to do if a woman's with a guy.
I thought it was hysterical because he's gay.
Yeah, well, for you it is, but for the guy it probably wasn't.
I think he was
just...
For
your man.
My man friend. He hears me say that on the radio. He's like, what, your man friend? What does that
mean? Yeah. As opposed to a boyfriend.
Yeah, I just, you know, we're keeping it.
Keeping it real.
Keeping it, the titles light until there's plans in place.
I see, okay.
Yeah, and I don't feel comfortable with that word.
No, you don't feel comfortable with that word. Okay.
No, not really.
Okay.
Not really.
Okay, well, we won't make you feel uncomfortable, Kira. That's okay. One thing we don't want to do.
It's so funny. Anyway, so what are your plans for this weekend?
Well, I don't know. Tomorrow's 9/11, and people are preparing for that.
What are, what are you preparing to do?
I don't know. I think there's going to be like all kinds of gatherings and
things like that.
I'm sure we're going to see stuff on TV. And I'm sure a lot of people are going to be talking about that mosque. Who, by the way, Donald Trump has offered to buy the site, you know, of where they're going to build the mosque. And
do what?
And build something else instead, probably. But, you know, so listen to what the owners of the land are saying. They're saying that his plan is just a pathetic attempt to get publicity. So, you know, I mean, true, he's getting publicity, but the thing is, you know, the results wouldn't be bad, considering that a lot of people are opposing this, you know. So, yeah, I mean, the insensitivity of these people is just mind-boggling. And tomorrow, I think it's going to come to a head somehow, and I'll bet you a lot of people are going to be demonstrating there and stuff.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well, what did you think about what Reese had to say? I thought he brought up some good points. I think he's got a very empathetic heart. Reese was a guest we had on a few days ago who, you know, was really trying to understand and empathize with, you know, needing to...
Yeah, because he's got some Muslim family members.
Yeah, but also, you know, needing to really raise up moderate...
What is that?
I don't know. I guess...
The chicken.
Yeah,
computer.
Sorry. Like needing to raise up moderate... Islam, and that there's a need for education and really...
Yeah, but you know what? There's no such thing as moderate Islam, I'm telling you. It's like... you know what?
But
I'm so tired of talking about it.
But how do you know that, though? I mean, like, how do you know that there's not a moderate Islam?
Well, look, I'm sure there are some, but the thing is, you don't really see that. What you see is a lot of extreme people doing crazy things. You know, and when you see people outside celebrating 9/11 and suicide bombers and things like that, you know, that's not moderate. There's nothing moderate about it. And these are not people that are extremists. These are people that are just, you know, on the street.
Well, I think when people are reaching out to us via email to express their point of view and they're actually listening to our show, which is awful. Completely not, you know, conservative, nor is it, you know, PC, and they like listening to the show. I think that says a lot about them being open-minded.
Right.
And, I mean, that to me speaks volumes about when somebody's like, look, you know, I know where you're coming from, but this is really the reality, and this is where we stand. And he's a faithful listener. I kind of go, you know what? I mean, there's a relatability there. There's an open dialogue.
Right.
There's understanding. And I think that, you know.
Well, that's cool. So, you know, I mean, if that's your experience, then that's cool, you know. In my experience, I've seen different things. So, you know, I'm tired talking about it, though.
Tired talking about it.
Yeah.
You always post Israel stuff, though, on your Facebook.
I do?
Always.
Not
there's
a
always
lot.
There's always an Israeli posting type
Not
thing.
Not really. Yeah. Not really. Mostly there isn't. But sometimes... yeah, sometimes I feel strongly about something.
And I respect
that. But go through my page. You'll see there's not a lot. There certainly isn't. You know, I make it a point.
Right,
you don't need to go to my page right now. You're not going to find anything. Go there. I don't care.
He's getting pissed. Fine. Do it. See if I care. Man, I've got some friends stuck in Canada trying to get back to...
the U.S.
U.S.
How come they're stuck?
Visa stuff, man.
Visa stuff.
I've got a lot of friends that are from Canada that are just, they work their ass off. They're here to work. Mm-hmm. And they are, you know, talented. It's like, being in the entertainment industry, too, is different because it's like, you know, it's such a specific skill. So if you're the part, you're the part. I mean,
right.
It's not like anyone else can really replace you, kind of. Well, some of it is, but not really.
Right.
So it's like the competition, it just breeds better talent, really.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But I have a friend that went there to go home and do some gigs and try to come back. They wouldn't let her back.
Really?
And she had 13 gigs in Las Vegas.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you're doing things legally, you know? She should just
cross the border.
That's what I'm saying, you know? When you try to do it legally, you don't get to get in, you know? So then people do it illegally and they're here.
Yeah.
And they get rewarded for it in the end.
Yeah.
So, you know, that sucks.
I know, it
sucks. So what's she going to do?
I think she's been approved. She just, it was just, it was red tape type stuff.
Yeah.
So she's been approved. It's just, you know, waiting on it. But to miss out on work and stuff is such a bummer.
Yeah, you'd think Canadians should not need a visa to get in.
I kind of feel
huh?
like, you know, they're our little brother. Let them in.
Yeah.
They're our little brother.
Next door neighbors.
Yeah. They're like us. We
the Mexicans
like
don't seem
like
to take
us,
advantage of the visa thing.
No, they're not.
It doesn't really,
really
interest them. They take a shortcut.
Yeah, it's a little different.
They get around it.
It's a little different. So I think I want to go visit Canada though, because my good, you know, Sarah, my roommate's from Canada, and mm-hmm. I think I'm gonna do a trip up there probably the end of the year and beginning of next year.
Yeah.
Go to
Canada is cool, you know.
Have you been?
Oh yeah, several times.
Oh, where have you been?
Toronto, Montreal, Vancouver is my favorite.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Why Vancouver?
You gotta go to Vancouver, man. It's such a great town. I mean, the vibe there.
Really?
It's amazing. It's a small town, you know, surrounded by water, and it's just an amazing place. You know?
Well, let me People ask you, cool. if you were going to do, like, a trip to, I mean, I was going to go to Toronto because that's where she's from.
Right.
And then
Toronto is cool, but there's not a lot to see.
Oh, okay. It's more like a city, right? You just do.
Yeah, it's a city. Vancouver has a vibe to it, you know. It's a smaller place, and the culture is different. Very clean, very... people seem to be nice and cool about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but Toronto definitely is worth going to.
Yeah, Toronto and then Montreal. Aren't they kind of close?
Kind of close. I mean, the same direction, but no, they're not that close.
Okay.
You know, I mean, one place is English-speaking, the other one is French-speaking, you know, so it's not that close. They're, like, in different states. Montreal is in Quebec, and Toronto is in...
Ottawa?
Not Ottawa, but is it Alberta?
No, Toronto's in Ottawa.
No, it's not.
It's not.
It's not. I know it's not.
I like
in
how
Ottawa.
We just like expose. I love that you we know? Expose our ignorance on the radio. We forget people are listening that are going, "Hey, you idiot! It's Calgary." No, yeah. It's not Calgary.
Yeah, you're right. Calgary, Alberta. No, so
it's Ottawa.
Where you know what? We shouldn't even talk about it because we're so stupid.
Look.
And why don't you look it up real quick and see? You know.
Okay. Toronto is in O-N.
Ontario.
Ontario.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Toronto, Ontario.
We got it solved, people. Don't worry.
I knew we were missing out on this shit.
Yeah. My friend Tanya, she was on our show, just posted on her Facebook, September 14th, free lattes at Coffee Bean, 4 to 7. You're welcome. Okay, thank you, Tanya. Yes, we will be checking that out.
Yeah. Do you like Coffee Bean?
I do. I feel like Coffee Bean's a fun, cute, it's got fun little drinks, but I feel like for just straight up coffee, I like, and the espresso, I really love Starbucks. It's just, their espresso is rich and clean. It's got a really clean, rich, good finish.
Mm-hmm.
And then the coffee is usually, it's just a real rich, dark, which I like.
Right.
Coffee Bean just tastes like bullshit.
It does, you know.
Their coffee tastes like
It's very bitter.
It tastes like they should have just went and got Folgers or Sanka or
something.
You know,
exactly.
It doesn't. But their mixed drinks are good. I love their mixed drinks.
Yeah.
So, absolutely.
Like what mixed drinks, for example?
Well, I mean, they have a sugar-free or
like
no.
Like the Frappuccino things?
No, like if I were to get like a mocha.
Okay.
Which is milk, a shot of espresso, and chocolate. You know, and their chocolate, they have like a no sugar added chocolate. So it's actually really good for being like sugar free or close to sugar free. Usually your chocolates that are sugar free are kind of crappy and nasty.
Yeah.
But this is actually really good.
Oh,
so if you really kind of want sugar, you know, it's a good deal.
They don't have a drink like that at Starbucks.
I think for a hot second they had some sugar free mocha, but it was nasty.
Really?
Yeah. Not good.
No, give me the sugar, man.
Yeah, I just say do the real thing.
Yeah.
I met a trainer. He was, you know, he went to Splenda versus sugar. And then he was like, you know, I don't know why I'm doing that. It's just, it's kind of like, you know, losing dollars to save pennies. It's kind of one of those things where it's like, how bad is it for you to have real sugar in moderation versus having fake, you know, fake stuff. And he's like, yeah, I think I'll rather just do an extra, whatever, push-up or something.
Yeah.
Like if you have sugar in your coffee or something.
Yeah.
Because I really like sweet coffee.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
And I used to do just Splenda. Well, I just started thinking, you know, I have coffee one or two times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And that Splenda consistently, not that Splenda's horrible, I'm not saying it is, I just, it's we know it's not
the
real.
Doesn't taste the same.
It's not the real thing. And I was like, you know what, just don't eat chocolate cake every day and have your freaking coffee with real sugar in it. You're gonna be, you know what I mean? It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
As I drink.
They haven't figured out how to make substitutes that don't have like aftertaste, you know?
Yeah.
And it's
you can train
nasty.
You can train your taste palate though to like.
I'm sure, just like I drink Diet Coke, you know, in the beginning it tasted nasty, but now I can't drink anything else, you know.
Yeah.
So you're right, you know. I think once you get used to it, it'll work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's coffee for you.
I find that most people that drink Diet Coke are addicted to it though. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
It's not just. Oh, if you're out and about and somebody...
But, I mean, for me, it's just soda. I mean, I've always had to drink soda, you know. So when I finally discovered Diet Coke, I thought, you know, what the hell? I can drink it without any calories.
Mm-hmm.
So I drink... I mean, I must drink about maybe 5 or 6 Diet Cokes a day.
Sam!
It's good.
No.
It's good. I can't quench my thirst with anything else.
It's
not water.
You know why you're not... You know why you need 5 or 6 to quench your thirst? Because of the caffeine that's in it, is dehydrating. And that's why if you look at over time, the sizes go from a certain, like 12 ounces and now it's 16, 24, 32, 64. It's like what happens with soft drinks is it actually makes you more thirsty.
Not me. I'm telling you.
That's why you're drinking 5 or 6 a day.
Yeah, but I mean with food, with a cigarette or two and stuff.
No, you just just start having water.
I'm not going to have water.
Okay.
Okay. Water doesn't quench my thirst.
If you gave it a chance and tried it out for a day, you'll be like, damn, I feel good. You're like, I feel really good.
No, I feel really good with the Diet Coke.
Sam.
At least there's no calories in it, you know?
I know, but that's just not the way to think. That's
wrong.
I don't
get fat.
You know?
Yeah. I told you, I don't eat healthy.
I know, but you need to...
But I got to start, huh?
Yeah, you got to. You know, the best thing is to do is make it fun.
Mm-hmm.
Make it fun. Remember to breathe and stretch. Make it fun. No, but seriously, make it fun. Do stuff that you're going to enjoy. That's how you're going to maintain a lifestyle.
Like what?
Well, first of all, you don't know what you like right now because you haven't done anything. So
right.
You need to maybe go on a hike, go on just walking around a neighborhood you like.
These things don't appeal to me though.
Well,
I don't know
right
why.
Now you
they
gotta
used to,
you, listen. But... You don't know what you don't understand right now, or maybe you understand it, is that there's gonna be an initial process to anything that you're not gonna like.
Right.
So it doesn't matter if it's the best workout for you or the worst workout or if it's compatible. You don't know that until you start forcing yourself to do any of it because.
Right.
Your body's been sedentary, basically. I mean, other than getting up, moving, walking around, and basic, you know, basic living.
Right.
Your body's not been working.
Active. Mostly sitting on my ass. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm not judging you. I'm just saying you're gonna. Anybody would. Like when I don't work out for like a week or two, and then I start running.
Yeah, you can feel
I
it.
I hate
huh?
it. Yeah. I that first run. Like I worked out yesterday, and I think it had even been. I think my last workout was on Sunday, and then what was yesterday? Thursday.
Thursday.
That's a long time to not work out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, this sucks.
Yeah.
But if I do it every day or every other day, I mean, I'm fine.
And you've had great weather to run, you know? I mean, it hasn't been hot.
It's just more motivation, like, you know, and consistency and making yourself do it. But I find the more you do it, the more you want to do it, the more you don't do it, the harder it is to do it. So it's just basically you need to spike your appetite for it.
Yeah,
but another thing you could do is what if you committed to going just even 2 times a week to the beach and, you know, walked on the beach?
Yeah, or even bike there, you know, which is what I like to do.
And like, you know, just knowing that I've got 2 times a week, I'm driving down there,
mm-hmm.
and your wife go, walk on the beach, do like 2 miles, 3 miles, just walk.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, biking there is cool.
Or biking or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, getting your
I used to go segwaying there, too. You know, have you ever been on a segway?
Yeah, but again, that's not really... It's another sedentary act. It makes you think you're active, but you're really not. So we got to, you know, stay away from
motor. I was just reminded, you know.
Yeah. Just stay away from motorized, you know, motorized.
That'll get me places, too.
Yeah,
you know, I don't
true,
have to work hard.
Yeah. No, I think you'll like it. You just get your body pumping, get the blood pumping, find out what your body can do. It's exciting when your blood's like...
Yeah. Let me tell you, man, going back to the Segway, it's like the most fun thing ever, but you look like such a dork on it, you know?
Yeah.
But it's an amazing thing, man. You can go uphill and everything, you know? It just goes up. And so that way you get to see a lot more than when you walk, you know? When you walk, it's short distances. So if you want to, like, I'm not saying this is exercise. I'm just saying if you want to, like, sightsee and things like that, you know, or like, you know, because that way, look, if I go to the beach at Santa Monica and I walk, how far am I going to get? Maybe Venice. With this, you can go past Marina del Rey and, you know, all the way.
Well, so. You know, what about, you know, you know, doing that once in a while. Yeah. I get you.
Yeah, I haven't done it in a long
That's
time,
another reason why bicycling's good, because you can you can cover more ground that way.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what I used to do a lot of, you know. When I was single, I'd go a lot to the beach and ride the bike there.
Yeah.
On the bike path. And it's pretty cool. Yeah, it's very peaceful. Mm. So you're right. Maybe I should go back to doing that.
Mm.
A little bit of activity, for crying out loud.
Yeah. Just get the blood pumping. That's so good. Just sweat. It's good to sweat. You sweat out toxins. Get the blood pumping. It doesn't even matter where you look. You just feel alive. I mean, I could be kind of in a slump or too much on the computer, especially because you're a computer guy. I mean, it's just not healthy to be on the computer for freaking 8 hours, you know?
Yeah.
Which I understand.
Well, it's not 8 hours. I mean, I do it off and on.
Yeah, know? Well, I'm on it for a long time.
Yeah.
And you just, you know, go get your blood pumping and sweat. It feels good. And you just
Absolutely.
Feel alive. You're like, da, 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 da,
that's true.
Da,
I mean, it does give you a lot more energy, doesn't it?
You do. You just feel good. You feel like you can freaking, you know, do whatever.
Well, maybe one day I'll stop talking about it and I'll actually do it.
You'll do it. Let me know if you need help. I'll go on a walk with you.
It's not that I need help, you know.
No, I mean, sometimes you need a buddy.
I need the motivation.
You need
you know?
A buddy. Find a buddy, you know, or, you know, your wife or get your friend
motivation.
Or something and just do something. Have somebody walk in front of you holding a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah.
And a Diet Coke.
That's the good thing, though, about working out is in the past when I started working out, I was able to quit cigarettes because it's just not compatible, you know?
No, it really does cancel each other out. Yeah. You'll start to give up on that.
Yeah.
But it'd be funny, you know, little, you know, motivation, have somebody just run in front of you with a six-pack of Diet Coke and, you know.
It's cigarettes.
Some cigarettes.
Don't I sound like the unhealthiest person ever?
I think there's a lot of people that probably...
Thank goodness I don't look unhealthy, you know?
No, which is what matters.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I'd rather look good than feel good.
There you go. You don't want people... It's like, you know what? So I saw the YouTube video of the baby smoking 40 packs a day.
Oh, you did?
Or 40 cigarettes a day.
Yeah, 40 cigarettes a day.
I could not believe this.
Isn't that amazing?
It's
in Indonesia,
horrific.
Right?
It's horrific.
Yeah.
And the baby that's smoking these cigarettes, the way it inhales and the way it exhales looks like a little old man. Because you know, like somebody like they exhale it and they hold it in for a second, they exhale.
Right.
And they look like they need the cigarette because they look so stressed out.
Yeah.
You know that look? Uh-huh. The freaking 1-year-old kid had that look. Like, he looked like he was just, like, putting his hand
on. Not 1-year-old. I think he's 4 or something.
No, he's in diapers. This kid was in diapers.
Oh, he's in diapers
Yeah, like, two years old, maybe. But, no, this kid, like, you know, so he's flicking the cigarette, and he's twisting it in his finger, and then he takes a drag, and then he puts his hand on his forehead and scratches his forehead like, you know, oh, it's been a hard day at the office. I'm like, you're 2. And the parents are like, yeah, we're trying to help him cut back. And I'm like, and the dad got him smoking, and they think he's completely healthy and fine. And I'm like, I guess there's absolutely no education on cigarettes there.
Yeah. But they did say that they've seen some damage to his brain.
Well, hell yeah. I mean, you know, you can't smoke 40 developmental years of your life and smoke 40.
Yeah, even in your teens, it affects you.
Yeah, I mean, it affects you no matter what. If you're 50, it's going to affect you. But I'm saying
But how the hell does a baby learn how to inhale without coughing and choking, you know? I mean, what the hell?
I just
probably can't even talk yet.
No, I just think that it's so incredibly, I think it's so evil. It's just evil.
Yeah.
You know, even if the parents did it out of ignorance, which I still think is stupid. Like, why are you going to spin your...
No, I'm sure most babies there do not smoke. I'm sure they knew better. You know, it's not like everybody's baby smokes and you just teach your baby to smoke. You know, they must have been, like, really fucked up. You know, I mean, where did they get off with that shit? I don't know.
I mean, it's obviously so wrong. I mean, we can go on and on about how wrong it is, but it's like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, so. People do crazy things around the world, let me tell you. I mean, we live in a very civilized place, or relatively civilized, but you know, other places in the world are so backwards. They're still in the Stone Age.
Yeah, well, you know, apparently, like, the tobacco companies are really targeting the youth. And that,
right,
and that,
right,
I'm
that's
like,
what they say.
So weird.
Yeah.
You know, just kill them all, or just kill humans.
Yeah.
Let's kill them. Give them cigarettes. So bad.
Yeah.
So we went to the dinner last night, mm-hmm. and the food was exquisite. It was just so beautiful. But here's the thing, okay?
Uh-huh.
I went on a run. I didn't eat that much yesterday because I was saving up calories for this meal, okay? Right. So I was, like, ready to eat.
Yeah.
Every dish that came out, you know, was kind of like we all split each dish. We had several dishes, but, you know, just, you know, they're, like, displayed pieces of fish with their little toppings.
Right. That's how you eat sushi when you're with people.
Yeah, okay. So anyway.
You share.
Yeah, but my point is I was like, are you kidding? I was so hungry.
Yeah. You wanted to finish the whole thing?
I was like, whoa, I'm hungry. I mean, it wasn't like I was starving, but I was like, whoa, I just felt like I did not eat at all. And I don't think I'm like cut out for like fancy food. I'm not a fancy food kind of girl.
Why?
No, because it's never enough. Like,
oh,
I see.
Okay.
I feel like, you know, I need...
So you need like big portions.
Not big. I need a normal sized portion. I can't just have like a few pieces of raw fish and call it a night.
Uh-huh.
Can you? Oh, maybe you can.
But wasn't there enough? For everybody?
I feel like we were doing more tastings, you know?
Oh.
Like you're tasting this and then you're tasting that.
So why didn't you order more?
No. He took us out and he was ordering for all of us.
For everybody.
And he was he ordered a lot of cool dishes. So it was really, it wasn't like a lot of food, but there were a lot of dishes. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So we tasted a lot and it was really, really good food. And I mean, I wouldn't have gone, you know, so it was awesome. I wasn't going to be like, I need more food. Feed me. Feed me. I'm not going to do that.
But inside, you wanted more.
Inside, I was like, we need to go to In-N-Out or something. I mean, I know I'm not the only one. I've met people that go to really nice restaurants, and then they're like, they have to go out to eat afterwards because it's like, they have to go, you know, wash it down with a burger or something.
Yeah.
Because
well, that's what you did in Texas. You told us about that one.
I didn't, but the guy was, because I had a really... like really great scallops that were really thick, you know?
Right. So you weren't that
I wasn't. No, I was totally fine. I didn't finish my food. It was fine. But he had like ravioli.
But that's funny. I mean, to go afterwards and eat, why not order a little bit more?
It's just the dynamic of gourmet food. They put a lot of work and it's a very small dish and it's usually very rich, but it's small and it's decorated and it's beautiful and you're supposed to enjoy the flavors, the complexity and the work. And that's great. I like that. But generally, depending on what you get, I mean, it's not going to be...
Yeah, but it never occurred to me to go eat it in and out after I go to a nice dinner. You know?
Well, I
usually mean... Usually, we get full anyway, you know, from eating, so...
That might be an old people thing, too, because not that you're old, but, you know, older people. I find, like, older people just kind of like...
Older people, now that you're old, so why are you even saying
because,
that?
Because, listen, because I the lack
it
of...
It has nothing to do with it.
Think about this, though. Think about this, okay? I've noticed that, you know, if you're active and you're younger, you're going to eat more.
Yeah.
You know, and I've noticed, like, my aunt, she's in her 50s, and it's kind of like, you know, they don't need a lot of food.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't you agree?
No. No, I don't.
Really?
Yeah, I don't see that, but if you do, well, who am I to argue, right?
Who are you?
Who am I to argue? I'm 50 years old, for crying out loud. Older people, she refers to me as.
Well, is that not
that's
accurate?
That's okay.
Is that not accurate?
To you, it's older, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, it's older. I'm not saying you're old, but older.
Oh, okay, thank you very much. You can say old, too. I can take it.
Well, help me to come up with a better way to put it.
No, that's fine. That's
people
fine.
That are in their
mature
20s.
People.
If people that are in their 20s and you're working out and you're running around.
Yeah, it's different.
You're going to need, but I think as you get older, your metabolism slows down. You don't need as much food.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, maybe so.
I've just know relatives and friends of mine. And, you know, even guys, I've dated guys in their late 40s and 50, you know, 50 something.
Right.
Like, we'll go eat and like, they're not eating a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. And
well,
I was just kind of.
I eat a lot when we go out, but not that much. You know, I mean, I eat like normal portions and I'm fine. You know?
Well, I don't know. My Sarah was hungry, too, still. She was like, girl, I know.
Maybe your metabolism is a lot faster. Who knows?
Well, it's not super fast. Let's not get crazy here. But it's active, and I run and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, a couple pieces of raw fish, as beautiful as that is not going to it's not gonna do the trick.
Is sushi fattening?
I think it's actually pretty lean. I think it's the way...
Yeah,
I mean,
it's fish. Fish
yeah,
is not
but
fattening.
I mean, certain fish have fats, but usually it's a good kind of fat. But I think that... You know, some sushi is, you know, tempura, so there's a fried element, which isn't good. And some of the sauces, maybe like cream sauces, are not as good for you. But all in all, it's a relatively, I think, leaner.
Right, lighter food.
A lighter food, yeah.
Right.
I mean, you can definitely beef it up, or you can definitely do, especially if you're just doing sashimi. Sashimi, thank you.
Right.
Which is just the raw fish. I mean, really, what, you know, yeah. What's going on there?
I don't know, man. I can't eat that stuff, man.
It's good.
I look at it. It looks pretty attractive, but I don't think the texture in my mouth.
It's good.
You know?
It was really good.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I know. People that eat sushi just love it.
Well, it was so... Last night, I mean, it was just taken to a different level. I mean, it was just seasoned, and like they had these crispy little tiny, tiny, tiny shavings of these onions that were crisped up.
Right.
And like a certain kind of like almost... Or almost kind of Worcestershire type sauce.
Right.
And it was just coated on this raw fish.
Wow.
And it was just like... And then one was like garliced up.
Yeah.
Garlic and like lime on the fish. So good.
Oh, well. Have you heard about this Florida pastor that wants to burn the Qurans? Have you been following
the news? I heard something about it. What's the deal?
The deal is he was promoting burning the Quran on 9/11. Then he changed his mind. Now he's unclear about it. But all I can tell you is this. If he does this, we're going to get attacked here. That's for sure, man. Because that's like hitting them below the belt. And they don't care that it's just one person or, you know, one, you know. They're looking for this shit, man. That's like...
I just think that, well, he has the right to burn a Quran if he wants.
Yeah.
He has the right to. But I do think that it's... completely like what good comes out of that, like what good?
Nothing.
We get it, you don't like this, you don't agree with it. What good comes out of that, you know?
Yeah, it's just gonna provoke people and start, you know, attacks and suicide attacks and shit like that, you know. Who knows, who needs that shit?
I don't know. I just think that it's like, you know, did you need some publicity? Are your numbers low at your congregation?
It's probably publicity too.
I'm just like, you know, and especially if you're like, I don't know, is he a pastor of a Christian church? I just don't know what.
I'm sure. I mean, what other
church? I mean, come on now. It's like, would Jesus do that? I mean, that's really what you need to ask yourself. Would Jesus be like, hey guys, watch this and light up a Quran?
Right.
No.
Yeah, well, we already know many of these people are not really for Jesus. They're there for their own benefit, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, that's another example of how somebody that has the same supposed faith, it just like, what? How does that even line up with what you believe?
Yeah, well, I don't know, but obviously he wants to provoke and he wants some exposure, and he's gotten it. You know, he's definitely gotten it.
Well,
so, any big plans for the weekend, Kira?
Got a hike I'm doing tonight with a girlfriend. I just live by the seat of my pants.
Yeah, that's the way to live, Kira.
Yeah.
Today's a nice day outside. It's not too hot.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it hardcore.
Are you?
Mhm.
Yeah, I'm thinking of maybe hitting the beach this weekend.
Hit
you
the
know?
Beach, man. Hit it up.
Hit the beach.
Hit the beach. You should go. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Go there, have a good time. Do you guys have pets? You don't have pets, do you?
No, I don't have pets. No, couldn't live with one.
No?
No. Only when I was forced to, when I lived with my ex-wife and my kids, they like animals, so I had to live with animals. But
did you like the dog? Did you guys have a dog?
I mean, I love the dogs. You know, I love the dog, and they had a cat too and stuff. But I just don't like living with them. That's all.
Mm.
You know, cleaning up the mess, taking them out for a walk, picking up their shit. That's not my cup of tea, man. No, it's not worth it for me, you know.
So
I enjoy other people's dogs.
Yeah, I don't like cats that much.
Yeah,
and I have a thing with people that like cats a lot.
Do
and
you?
I have a bunch of friends that are like cat people.
Yeah.
I have two good friends that are really cat people. Yeah. And there's something in that quality about them I do not like.
No, huh?
I think it's gross.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I don't know. Living with animals is not. You know, it's not something that's easy to do, I think. Some people, it's easy for them. They love animals. They'd rather have animals.
Well, animals
than
are
kids.
Therapeutic and stuff. But I think that, like, I've seen too many people with, like, the animals and their house smells and it's gross and they just can't see it or smell it because they're like, I love my puppy, you know?
Yeah.
There I go. I dropped the word. But you know what I mean? Like, they just so into their cat named Fred or whatever. And look what Fred can do, and Fred's so cool, and I'm concerned about Fred. I'm like, Fred's not a human, by the way. Like, Fred is not a human.
Right.
Anyway.
They forget that, you know?
Yeah.
Some people would rather have animals than kids. Mm-hmm. What can you say about that?
Yeah,
know?
Well, you know.
Anyway, Kira, this is it. Thank you all for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great weekend, and we'll see you all on Monday.
You've been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio Studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondents to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.